And we have a very special guest right now on 710 KURV.
Yes.
Roxanne, could you introduce him for us?
Okay, so like I was mentioning before the break, you know, a lot of us on Sunday like to eat unhealthy. That's actually every day, at least with me. And it's really hard for me to make these smart decisions, even though I tried to the beginning of the year. But Sunday, you know, if for those that are sticking to their New Year's resolution and want to eat healthy this Super Bowl Sunday, we have a nutritionist online. His name is Dr. Keith Kenton, and he's here to tell us all the cool and healthy snacks we can eat this weekend, or, you know, just...
Now, the first thing off of my mind is if you're going to bring a plate with the carrot sticks and the celery and the cauliflower and the broccoli, that's like the first warning sign not to go to your Super Bowl party.
Dr. Kenton, thanks for joining us.
Tell me that's not on the list, Doc.
That's not on my list.
Okay, great.
Well, that is good for some dips, that's not on my list. What I was going to do, you know, I emailed you some recipes, and I'll gladly go over them. But I was just going to give you some rules that'll help, because no matter what you do, like you said, if you tell somebody that they're just going to have carrot sticks, nobody's going to come to your Super Bowl party.
What if you don't tell them that, and then you're like, surprise!
Then you have a bunch of people leave at halftime.
Yeah, either that or you're going to have to call the police because you're going to have a homicide on your hands.
So let me just give you some rules that'll help, and then I'll answer any questions that you have. One thing to do is drink a lot of water. Now, you're supposed to drink one half of your body weight in ounces per day. So if you weigh 120 pounds, you should drink 60 ounces of water. I like hydroxide water. I use something called Aqua H, which helps with the acidity, which helps with inflammation. And, you know, we're going to be drinking usually during Super Bowl, so that's very acidy. So that helps. But drinking water in general will help. It's healthy for the body, plus it fills you up, and your body sometimes mistakes hunger for thirst. So when it's thirsty, we think it's hungry, and the body doesn't know the difference. So if we properly hydrate, we'll eat less.
What about water in ice form inside of a bunch of whiskey?
Well, wait a second. I actually have some drinks there. But drink a glass of water between each drink. So if you're having a wine or beer or mixed drinks, or you sound like a whiskey drinker, have a glass of water in between.
I meant scotch. I'm sorry.
Oh, scotch. Sorry.
On the internet, yeah.
But if you drink a glass of water in between each alcoholic drink, you'll drink less because you'll feel full. There's a lot of calories, of course, in alcohol, besides all the other things, which we won't go into on your show because it's going to be the Super Bowl, so we know there's going to be drinking. But you'll drink less if you drink the proper amount of water and have a glass between each drink. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you can put ice in the water.
Okay, I'm glad you're allowing us something. I was worried that you were going to take all the fun out of it.
Now, here's something else. If you normally work out, don't skip the workout because the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl's on at 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time. Mm-hmm. You have plenty of time to work out, plus it's on a Sunday. That raises your metabolism, so you'll burn the calories faster because it raises your metabolism. No reason to skip working out. And if you don't work out, try to walk during halftime, before the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl. Try to burn up some of those calories and raise your metabolism. So I'm not trying to ruin it for them. As you could see, I'm just trying to give other helpful hints. Here's another one. Try to just take one plate of food. Fill it up. You know, the plate that you're going to have, take what you're going to take, because, you know, nobody's going to listen to not have chips and not have all the other stuff, although you shouldn't, you know, and you should have healthier foods. But try to fill up the plate once instead of snacking for 3.5 hours straight, which is what most of us do. Get one good plate, fill it up, and that's it, and you'll still end up having less than eating small amounts constantly for 3.5 hours.
Joining us on News Talk 710 KURV is Dr. Keith Kenton, a nutritionist, and here to tell us, I guess, tips on how to just eat smart this Sunday. Now, Doctor, I'm looking at your website, which is drkeithkantor.com. That's
Kantor.
K-A-N-T-O-R.com. Now, I can't find the recipes, but can you give us any easy recipes somebody can just whip up on Sunday that's delicious? And
yes, and if they go to that site and they look on the print web, a lot of the recipes are written down.
I'm there. I'm going right now. Which one's your favorite?
What's on your spread, Doc?
Like fire roasted tomatoes and olive bruschetta, chocolate covered strawberries, black bean tomato chili. Actually, when I made some of these, they asked me to make them, you know, black and red, because the Falcons are in the Super Bowl and we live in Atlanta. But they're all listed there with the actual recipes. Right on my site, and it's free.
So when you have the, there was the fire roasted tomatoes and the what?
Fire roasted tomato and olive bruschetta.
Oh, okay.
So then I have a chocolate covered.
Can you deep fry that and cover it in cheese?
Oh my goodness.
That's still healthy?
Nope. There's nothing you can deep fry that's healthy. It may taste better, but it's not healthy. But I have chocolate covered strawberries.
Which is, they're delicious. But
can we deep fry those and cover them in
cheese?
I have black bean tomato chili. What was another one? I had a football field guacamole dip.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
no?
It is. And guacamole is a real healthy fat for you. I have a light mojito, so which is a drink with 1 ounce of white rum in it. You could add ice cubes, but everything else in it was healthy, like sparkling water and juice from a half of a lime, stevia for the taste.
Yeah. Doc, we live in South Texas, and South Texas is known, pretty much all there is to do down here is eat and drink and watch sports. So it's really hard to get people down here to eat healthy. But I wanted to ask you, why do you think that we eat so unhealthy when we watch sports? Because even like during the regular season when the Cowboys are playing, the first thing I want to do when I'm watching the game is eat wings. It's just like they go hand in hand. Dr. Pepper wings, football. I mean, that's me.
Well, it's just because of great advertising, and unhealthy food is cheaper.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's easier to make. It's cheaper. You know, they use all the additives, preservatives, dyes, steroids, anything that they could put in it. And then they put a lot of sauces on because the quality of the meat or the, you know, the main part of the protein isn't that good. And they use all sorts of sauces with lots of calories to cover the taste.
So, sorry, Zach, go ahead.
All right, so pizza is a big deal during Super Bowl time as well. Is there such thing as a healthy pizza, at least from the big pizza places? You know, can you get the thin crust with, you know, like the baby spinach on it and the onions and stuff, and then...
Well, pizza in general, you have, you know, has a lot of starch. It has gluten. My wife gets gluten-free pizza.
What?
And,
Pizza Hut.
That's awesome.
And that helps, some. But, you know, the bottom line is this day you're not going to eat the healthiest. I'm trying to give you tips to help as much as possible. Like, here's another one. We all do it. The game's at 5:30, or where we are at 6:30. So we're going to skip breakfast and lunch so we save those calories so we could hog out during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work. You know, your body could only metabolize and assimilate so much so quick.
That's exactly what I think about.
That's right.
Breakfast and lunch.
So have a normal breakfast, hopefully healthy. Have a normal lunch, and guess what? You'll eat less during the Super Bowl.
So are you saying I can't skip breakfast and lunch and then eat an entire bucket of chicken and then like be cool for that day? Like,
no, in your case, you could have breakfast and lunch and then have the entire bucket of chicken.
Oh, man.
But for most people, they'll only have half of a bucket because they had breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
Well, that brings up a good point. You know, people who are maintaining a good diet like myself or the past week or two, and they want to binge eat on that Sunday and then maintain a regular diet the day after, is that okay? Is that going to cause...
You know, everything's okay in moderation. If that's really the only day that you do it and you work out and eat healthy all the rest of the time, you know, you just work out a little extra or watch it a little bit more and you'd be fine. Unfortunately, that's not what most people do.
Right.
So
binge eating is okay every once in a while, but not like as much as I want to do it.
Yeah. Now here's another health tip for you: eat as much protein as possible. So the chicken, if it's not fried, that's even better. But chicken, hamburgers, a healthier form of hot dogs, ribs. Eat as much protein as possible. Protein is healthy, you know, until you put all the all the different sauces on it. Just be careful with that. But it takes longer to digest, and it takes more calories to digest them. So, and it fills you up for longer because it's slower to digest and it's healthier. Same thing with, instead of having simple things like chips and stuff like that, have complex carbs. You know, more complex, like a baked potato is better than French fries.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That really is. What about with, is that including the sour cream and the cheese and the
That's helmet? The stuff you have to watch. You know, you put a little butter on it or whatever. You're not going to have it blank. But if you get a double stuffed baked potato and you throw everything on it, you just have 900 calories.
Now, doctor, I know that I've seen all these memes on the internet. Like, one bad meal isn't going to, you're not going to gain 10 pounds if you eat healthy pretty much your entire life. And then you have one bad meal this Super Bowl Sunday. You're not going to, you know, gain 10 pounds or vice versa. Like, if you know, it needs to be a balance, right? Can you talk a little bit more about a balance, how to maintain a good eating habit? Because it's just hard.
Well, the bottom line is you do have to get used to it, and you have to maintain a balance. So you should be working out almost every day. It could just be walking, but that keeps your metabolism high. You want to eat a meal. Your meals, your plate should be half color, meaning vegetables and fruits, then a little bit of healthy fats, some complex carbohydrates, and then a quarter protein, you know, fish, chicken, even meat. Just try to have it all natural so it doesn't have all the, you know, additives and preservatives in it. If you do that and drink the proper amount of water, and like I said, I like hydroxide water, Aqua OH, because it gets rid of the acid, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, which is a problem for most people, and it throws the insulin mechanism off. If you do that on a regular basis, you'll be fine. You know, I'm 62 years old, and I weigh the same now that I did in the Marines. It's just not as muscly as it was when I was in it. It's a softer 182 pounds than it used to be, but I don't have a belly.
You're so healthy. Anything tastes better than an MRE, right?
You know what? I liked them. I actually was on one of the committees to help develop them, and the new ones
really?
Are pretty good, yeah.
Well, thank you for serving. One, and then before we go, Zach's been asking everybody we talked to this question. Or the Falcons?
Oh, E-Ray says he's a Falcons fan.
Oh.
Well, just to be real honest, I'm a Giant fan. So after the Giants weren't in, you know, because I'm from New York originally, so that's how I was born and raised. But since I live in Atlanta and they're not playing the Giants, I'm rooting for the Falcons.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Keith, for joining us and for giving us all those healthy tips. Remember, guys, drink a lot of water. That always helps. And if you think of it like you're rewarding yourself for every drink that you drink, have a glass of water and then, you know, have your drink.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We are cleared. Thank you, Doctor. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.